You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning! Happy, happy Friday. It is Friday, June 21st. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We are in the building. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. How are you on our favorite day of the week?
I'm doing great. No complaints. How are you?
I'm great. I am great. I'm glad it's Friday. I've kind of already started my mini little golf trip. I'm excited.
Nice. Now, are we playing? I'm trying to sound like I at least know something about golf. Are we playing 9 holes today or 18?
Always 18 for me.
Always 18. All right. Never 9.
Always 18. Never 9. Unless there's something going on that I couldn't prevent.
I love it. Good morning,
and
DJ.
And I'll be in your parts today.
What parts are you going to be in?
Remember Southern Indiana.
Oh, shoot. Gonna say hi to Mama and Papa T.
Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, you are close.
That's where I'm playing.
You're literally right by Louisville. Yeah, you're by.
Yeah.
Or as they say, Louisville, Louisville.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that'd be awesome there. That's my hood, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I don't visit frequently.
I'm sure you feel as though you put in your time in Southern Indiana.
You know, again, now that we have our first elected black female mayor, shout out to the Honorable Mayor Stephanie Terry. You know, I'm like really pumped about that. However, I still have a lot of PTSD from growing up in Southern Indiana. Because you don't know what you don't know until, look, you don't know what you don't know until you know. And now that I know, I'm like, see, yeah. Anywho, well, I hope you have
some junk.
Yeah, I hope you have a great golf weekend.
Well, thank you.
Is the weather going to be nice?
Hot.
Hot.
Ooh, it's going to be hot. Yes.
Me soul on fire, feeling hot. That's the West Indian coming out of me. It's going to be hot. I think it's going to be warm here in Milwaukee. It's going to be about 80 degrees today. I'll take it. Yeah, although I'm going to get right back.
I would take that.
Right. I'm getting right back on a plane, flying back to, now, Telly, you know, we don't have to go down that path. That Texas heat.
It's a big weekend. Yeah, Texas heat, but it's a big weekend for you, though.
It is. It's a big weekend. And as you can see, you can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube, as well as X, simply by searching for 101.7 The Truth. And you can visit 101.7thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe, y'all. You don't want to miss any shows. We're only going to bring you the best. But yes, you can see me. I've got my Lynx attire on. Lynx Incorporated having their national assembly in Dallas, Texas. My
what
other
is
home.
The theme this year? I'm sure there's something behind the green. What
as
is
soon
the
as
theme
you asked me,
year?
I forgot. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, no.
If you would not have asked me, hold on, what is it? You know what? Oh, let me look it up. I want to say excellence. I'm failing. Look, I should probably stop talking. Because how you go? Oh, wait, here we go.
You say, yeah, just figure it out.
I am fact checking now as we speak. But yes, the national call to assembly. Oh, here we go. Here's the theme. Celebrate, elevate, serve. Ha-ha!
Okay, gotcha.
Whoa, don't you love the internet? It'll save you every time. And yes, this year we are at the Gaylord. Have you stayed there before, the Gaylord Resort? They have a few across the country.
Yeah, In Memphis, but either Memphis or Nashville, but never Dallas.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever stayed in the Gaylord in Dallas. I've attended an event there, but I've never stayed there.
Okay. It's huge. It's like a college campus, a big one. Yeah. But yeah, so Chop, you got, and I've told, look, all my friends, all my guy friends that live in Dallas or in the surrounding area, you got 3,000 beautiful, professional, educated black women under one roof, and they are outside, especially today and tomorrow. We gonna be outside, y'all, in Dallas. If you got any friends that you know that are single and are looking for some nice ladies, there you go. You're welcome.
There it is.
And I think next month, the AKA, shout out to the Alpha Kappa Alphas Incorporated, they're going to be in Dallas for their boule.
Yeah.
Is that what y'all call it?
Yeah.
You Greek folks?
Well, sororities, I'm not sure if they call it boule. Maybe they do. I know we call ours the conclave.
The conclave. Now, when is the next Omega Sci-Fi conclave? Hold on, let me get my calendar.
Well,
and where will it be?
you don't have to wait that long. It's actually next week in Tampa.
Oh, no, I ain't going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
How many people are going to?
Yeah, we both can't be off because I'm going to be there.
How many brothers do you anticipate being in attendance?
Ooh, they said it was a record this year. I want to say they said 64,000 brothers have registered for the conclave.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Did you say?
You talking about?
You say 64,000
all over the world are coming.
No, wait a minute.
For
hold
our
on.
Grand conclave, we have it every 2 years, and it's a big deal when we have it.
See, I need metrics. Like, out of those 64,000, what are the? I need some metrics. I need some data. Like, what age categories? How many are married? How many are single? How many don't know? How many are married and happy? How many are married and tired? Because the married and tired.
I haven't done that type of data yet.
See,
but
these are things that matter. Like, you got a whole planet of black men under one roof. I need data. I need income brackets. I need, again, single, divorced, I mean, happily married, married and tired.
Yeah, and a lot of them will be younger. I mean, you have some undergrads that will be.
I don't
there,
play them games.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
I don't care about.
There's
going to
be a
young?
Lot of us super grown folks.
What's young to you? Like, give me an age, because I was going to say I'm good on.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
I mean, young. If you're like looking, like on the market, what's young? Like, if you're looking for someone to date.
Telly make
or kick
question.
It with
yes
to kick it with yeah
yes I'm just saying yes so you can give me a number.
What's young these days to me? I would say 30 is young.
Okay, I agree with that. Yeah,
30 is young.
30 for me would definitely be under the parameters. I have a perimeter. Yeah. For age.
Yeah, 30. I mean, that's shoot. That couldn't work for you even if you wanted it to work. I mean, having
no,
a.
No, no, no.
So, let's be real. Like, you can't look at someone that young and Darren is still around.
Man,
please.
Man.
That ain't happening.
Don't want your mama to be happy. Don't you want your mama to be happy, Darren? So what, you played basketball with him in high school? I'm happy.
Mama want her a little Mama want her a 25-year-old little beefcake.
Can I be happy too?
Negro.
All right, you know what? We are going to change the subject because all I need is somebody just be tuning in right now. Denise was on the radio telling Telly she wanted a 25-year-old. No, I don't. No, I didn't.
I was merely saying that it would be impossible.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you. I'm just saying if somebody just tuned in. What? What's going on? All right. Listen, y'all, we got a great, exciting show for you today. Before we get into our top stories for the day, Telly, I know when you read this, being the sports fan that you are, baseball icon, and I'm not familiar with baseball, but when I heard this, I knew exactly who this gentleman was, or legendary baseball icon Willie Mays, one of the best to do it, passed away on the 18th at the age of 93. And so he was a Hall of Famer baseball player, black man, and he made one of the most famous catches during the 1954 World Series. And again, he passed at the age of 93. And this was announced by the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. And
You can finish.
Oh, no, I was just going to say,
such an icon.
The San Francisco Giants announced, and I quote, It is with great sadness that we announce that San Francisco Giants legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays passed away peacefully this afternoon at the age of 93. And again, that was on Tuesday, June 18th.
Yeah. Very, very sad and huge loss in the game of baseball. I played baseball even in college, and so I've been knowing who Willie Mays was since I was a kid. They call him the Say Hey Kid, because they actually had a song like Say Hey is Willie Mays. Like, it is. So what he was able to do in his time as a black man that integrated into Major League Baseball, because he did play in the Negro Leagues, and one other factoid is they have renamed the MVP of the World Series after Willie Mays.
Stop. That is incredible.
So when you win the MVP in the World Series, you receive the Willie Mays
Stop! I did not know that. That is awesome, man. Yes, I love that.
It is, It is. It is. Again, a great loss. But I mean, 93 years old. He lived one heck of a life.
And to your point, in 2017, the Major League Baseball renamed the World Series Most Valuable Player Award after Willie Mays. Again, Willie Mays, legendary baseball Hall of Famer, who started out in the Negro Leagues and obviously retired as one of the greatest Major League Baseball players to live, passed away Tuesday at the age of 93. When we come back, and of course we want to send our thoughts, prayers, and condolences to the Mays family. When we come back, we've got some updates, local news. Another terrible shooting has occurred involving a woman and a four-year-old. Also, if you have not heard, the governor's man of the United States, they are using their power. Louisiana governor does something incredible that has never been done before. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Just
to the best morning show on planet Earth. Thank you so much for tuning in. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And again, you can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on YouTube. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Do you feel that public schools across this country should be mandated or required to display the Ten Commandments? If you do or don't, what you should know is that Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, under the leadership of Republican Governor Jeff Landry, has created a mandate. This is this, Telly, this is the first time this has ever happened in this country, where a state, based on its governor's leadership, has signed the nation's first law requiring that the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classroom. Now, Republican Governor Jeff Landry, out of the state of Louisiana, has also enacted a new law classifying abortion pills as dangerous controlled substances. He has also voiced his support for a bill which is currently on his desk, calling for a Texas-style immigration crackdown that could allow law enforcement to arrest and jail migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. I can't even say the word. Now, let's go back to the Ten Commandments. Telly, how do you feel about a state where it is now going to be the law, if you are a teacher, a student, or a parent of a teacher that attends a public school in the state of Louisiana, every classroom they're in will see the Ten Commandments posted?
I think that is it's unfair, because what if you don't follow the Bible? What if you follow the Quran? What if you follow other religions and you see it posted there? But just because it's posted doesn't mean that it can also be offensive to people too. I someone said something to me like a couple days ago, and it really made me think about it. And that was, when you were able to pray in school, there weren't these many mass school shootings. Like back in the day when we were coming up, and when you removed that, it seemed like that's when a lot of stuff started to kind of occur. And when he told me that, I was like, man, you know, I kind of thought about it, but it could have been also just the times and how things, you know, have been throughout time. But again, I don't think that when you go down a very slippery slope when you start to make laws like that. And again, because some people may not feel like it's inclusive. There are some people that may feel like, again, it may be not offensive to them, but it's like, hey, I don't follow you all's Bible. So why are you trying to force this on me? So, yeah, that's my thought on it.
Well, it's been interesting because, and again, we're talking about Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry, as of Wednesday, signed a bill into law making Louisiana the first state in the U.S. to require all public schools and universities to display the Ten Commandments in classrooms. And during a recent GOP fundraiser in Tennessee, Governor Landry says, quote, "I'm going to sign a bill that places the Ten Commandments in public classrooms, and I can't wait to be sued." So, Telly, he's already anticipating.
What?
Oh, he knows.
That there will be a lot of rejection. And, you know, it is said that a number of conservative legal groups have been looking at ways to challenge the Supreme Court ruling that what you were talking about earlier protects the separation of church and state, because the Supreme Court shot down a similar state law in Kentucky about 30 years ago on the grounds that the state violated, and this again goes back to your point, Telly, violated the First Amendment's prohibition against any laws respecting an establishment of religion. So in 2005, the Supreme Court ruled that the public display of the Ten Commandments in two Kentucky county courthouses was similarly unconstitutional. So, again,
you got to check people's intent, man. It just seems like that's his intent. He wants to ruffle feathers. He wants to, like you said, come sue me. Here's the thing. When you try to implement something that big into law, you want it to be where you were the one that thought of this, spearheaded this, and it's going to benefit everyone. You don't wake up and try to make up laws that you say, yeah, now this will get me sued. Like, what is your intent? Like, do you really want the commandments in every classroom in the state of Louisiana, or do you know this is something that other conservatives may, you know, want, or whatever the case may be? So again, you got to look at the intent too.
Well,
and when he said, "I'll come sue me," like, that doesn't sound like he's doing it for the right reasons.
Well, here's his, you know, rationalization. This is how he's rationalizing this bill. And again, Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed a bill on Wednesday requiring all public schools, including universities in the state. And this is what he says, that the commandments must be, per the text of the bill, and the bill is HB 71, in case you want to visit the Louisiana state website. The text of the commandments that must be displayed in every classroom must be, and I quote, in large, easily readable font. And they better be displayed at every level of schooling, including public universities. And this is what Governor Landry said of Louisiana. If you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses. And that's what Landry said. That's when he said, and I can't wait to be sued over this. And so this is,
This is something.
This is big.
This is something, because we have a governor that is pushing for the Ten Commandments to be inside every classroom, but we're not pushing for all education and all history to be taught in the classroom. And I'm specifically talking about Black history. So you are trying to eliminate books, eliminate history pretty much, or try to erase it as much as you can and focus on other things. Kind of reminds me of the Juneteenth federal holiday. What did I say on Tuesday? I thought we were fighting for police reform with George Floyd, and then all of a sudden, hey, Juneteenth's a federal holiday. So it's called distraction.
I was going to say, deflection. Huge distraction. Now, here's how I feel about this, Telly. You know, by default, as someone who identifies as a Christian, I was baptized, I've been a Christian for decades. You know, my default reaction is, you know, yes, I believe in the Ten Commandments. However, I don't agree with elected officials mandating religion or any type of religious doctrines on families and students in public schools. I do not agree with that. I don't feel like, and I feel like here recently, some of the governors in this country are using their power for evil and not good. So, I just don't understand why governors or any elected official for that matter feels that they need to tell someone what their religion should be. When we come back.
But one thing before we go to break,
sure.
DT, the other thing when you say that, hey, they shouldn't tell you your religion. Well, they, you know, you got lawmakers trying to tell women what to do with their bodies.
Don't get me started.
So,
that's a great point.
I don't agree with either of them. I mean, but
are we getting out of control in terms of, you know, who we're electing? Truth Nation, how do you feel about, I mean, we have a lot of first evers that we've reported that governors across the country are taking. When we come back, we want to hear from you. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We're going to get more into, you know, recently governors across the country have been making some major history-making decisions, mandates, and laws. We're going to talk more about Louisiana mandating that the Ten Commandments be displayed in big old print in every public school and university classroom. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 1017 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. Unfortunately, it's a lot of it. This is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th, from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide resources and work as a community to rise up against violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to 1017thetruth.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th.
If you're just tuning in, good morning. Happy Friday. Again, it is Friday, June 21st. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been talking about governors in the United States have been making some big, heavy moves, Telly. Recently, as of Wednesday, Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed a bill known as HB 71, which will require all public schools, including universities in the state, to display a poster of the Ten Commandments in each classroom. And the commandments must be, per the bill, and I quote, in large, easily readable font. And again, this should be displayed, or this has to be displayed, at every level of schooling. And Governor Jeff Landry, out of Louisiana, says that if you want to respect the law, and I quote, you've got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses. Now, the governors of the U.S., a few of them are making some big moves. Now, in March, Governor Ron DeSantis out of Florida signed Florida's bill, HB 3, which is a law that now requires that social media platforms prohibit users under 14 years old from creating accounts and requires these platforms to obtain parental consent for account registrants who are 14 or 15 years old. As of this week, Governor Wes Moore of Maryland, on Monday, signed an executive order that forgives more than 175,000 convictions on low-level charges related to marijuana or cannabis use. Also, keep in mind the state of Texas. Governor Abbott passed a law that restricts pornography, period. Doesn't matter what age you are. You ain't seeing it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The governors are, they are using their powers. And it's interesting because, again, we think about power moves. We usually think about, you know, state legislators, i.e. lawmakers. We think about at the executive level. But at a state executive level, these governors, again, they're making some very significant historical moves that when you read the headlines, however you feel about it, are making decisions that impact literally how we engage, how we live, how we're educated. That originally 30, 40, 50 years ago, you know, America was the land of the free, the home of the brave. And You know, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do as long as you're not murdering somebody or robbing a bank. And now you got to think about, is what I'm doing breaking the law right now?
Yeah. And see, this is the long game, I think, that Donald Trump was playing when he got into office. And that means, and what I'm saying, well, not the long game, but the long-term effects of some decisions that have been made. And when we were going through the pandemic, Trump gave the power to the states. He said, hey, you know, the states are figuring out what they want to do and how they want to do it. And that's why you had some states that you had to wear masks, other states you didn't have to wear a mask, and this, that, and the other. So there was no unity and unification. And I think that has, you know, continued on where these governors know that they have the power, because it's like, okay, you gave us the power during the pandemic. Don't try to take it back now. And so they are definitely exercising this power. But that's that, again, to me, because every decision you make doesn't mean it's going to impact what's going on immediately. There's a lot of decisions that are made that won't take into effect or play a big part until years later. Ally Trump electing or getting several Supreme Court justices in the Supreme Court and overturning Roe v. Wade, getting enough to be able to do that. Some of the judges that he's put in place, some of the things that he knew that would probably take place later on, but made the decision now. And again, this to me is residue from a decision that was made to give most of the power back to the states.
Well, I'm definitely hearing you, Telly, because I think, again, as more and more governors are reviewing what exists, what doesn't exist, and how they can leverage their executive rights in terms of creating laws that, again, infringe upon what I feel shouldn't be part of the politicians or any elected officials' decision-making. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, my comment is these governors, I'm going to say 99% of them are hypocrites, because the governor of Louisiana, you know, I just find it to be mighty funny. They want to push this when they broke all the laws they set. And everybody know when it comes to Moses, he was the one doing the raping in the Bible, because Jesus gave him an approval of it. Numbers 21:7. The boys and girls who have intercourse, kill them and keep the virgins for yourself. So I could see them pushing all these barbaric laws that they was raised to be, because most of all the devious endeavors came from the damn Bible. So I say everybody push back on it. Look at Deuteronomy. You going to rape me and tell my daughter she got to live the rest of her life like it's the color purple. He died on me. Sap sucking, no good animals. Y'all better start pushing back and get them bastards out of office. Have a good day.
All right. There you have it. Another Al-ism. Thank you for calling and listening as always, Al. Yeah, at the end of the day, Telly, I'm good with elected officials involving themselves in religion, because, you know, again, according to our First Amendment, you can't infringe upon someone's beliefs or non-beliefs. This is supposed to be, again, it's a clear violation of what the foundation of this country is, and that is freedom. And I'm slowly but surely, and I, you know, like even with the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, this law to where any child or any person under the age of 14 can't access social media, and to say, I'm doing this to protect our children. No, you're not. There is no way that the safety and well-being of children were at the forefront of your brain when you made this decision to create this law.
No, not at all. It is a way to, again, deflect and focus on things that aren't the bigger issues. You've had mass school shootings in Florida. You've had a bunch of other things where gun rights and gun laws should be at least reexamined, but you don't want to take time to focus on the real things that is affecting real people. And it is the master. And again, when you got the godfather of deflection that is leading the charge, I mean, all of his soldiers and lieutenants are going to follow suit.
Well, on the YouTube message board, Bab says he, referring to Governor Landry out of Louisiana, who just created a law that, again, will require every public school, including universities, to display a poster in large font of the Ten Commandments. Bab says he, Landry, is also trying to erase all inclusivity.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's to tell somebody you have to read this every day. And again, like you said, Telly, I could be Muslim. I could be an atheist.
Yeah.
So again, it is definitely non-inclusive. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more interesting topics, including my sisters and some brothers too. Most of us grew up getting what was known as a perm or a relaxer. Chemical relaxer in our hair. And recent reports published by the National Institutes of Health have found that women who use relaxers are likely to develop. When we come back, we'll get more into this. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
They know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give women and people of color that own businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hope you are getting ready to have a great weekend here in the great summertime city of Milwaukee. I saw some folks, as I didn't land till late last night, and I saw some folks out in the streets coming from Summerfest. Because I was like, wait a minute.
Already?
Well, because we landed last night, it was probably about 11:30. So by the time I got to downtown Milwaukee, I was like, no, wait a minute, what's going on? Because, I mean, it was above normal traffic, I will say that, at midnight.
First night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, first day of Summerfest yesterday. Yeah, wow.
I saw a lot of cowboy hats.
So it was a bunch of traffic, huh?
I'm asking Telly, like, he's going to be like, was there a big cowboy or cow country artist?
You know, what's funny is you are right. I saw a commercial, I think Kane Brown performed.
Because it wasn't nothing but cowgirl and cowboy house. I thought I was back in Dallas. I said, no, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Am I tripping? Am I in Milwaukee?
That is funny.
So Summerfest has officially kicked
up on.
Yeah, because I was like, wait a minute. There's a lot of cowboy hats and cowgirl hats. And it was midnight in Milwaukee. I thought I was tripping.
That would kind of throw you.
No, for real. I was like.
Now, if you got off the plane and there was a bunch of Harleys and stuff like that, you're like, all right, it's
Tuesday.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's but Tuesday.
But a bunch of people with cowboy hats.
Especially when you flew in from Dallas, I thought I was tripping, Telly. I was like, no, wait a minute. Now, hold on. And I know I'm tired.
Y'all got me on some type of time machine.
Wow. Did y'all put me on the right
That's
flight?
Crazy.
Right. All right. Now, this is a very serious topic because black women especially, if you're anywhere between the ages of, I would say, 38 to and above, most of us at one point, if not on a consistent regular basis, relaxed our hair. We called it, you know, getting a perm. Now keep in mind, if you're a non-black person, getting a perm as a black person was completely different from getting a perm as a white person or a non-black person, okay? Now, recently, and this was according to a report published by the National Institution of Health, they published a report back in 2023 that found that women who use chemical relaxers, which we all know black women, the majority of black women use chemical relaxers at least four times a year, are twice as likely to develop uterine cancer than those who do not. Now, both Brazil and Canada have placed restrictions on the chemical, which is known as formaldehyde. And again, if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, bear with me or let me know how to pronounce it, in relaxers. Also, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration proposed to ban the chemical last year. So several black women, so sisters, if y'all are listening and you are getting relaxed or using chemical relaxers frequently, more than four times a year, know that a number of black people have already filed lawsuits against companies claiming that their hair care products have caused cancer. There's already one class action lawsuit that claims that companies sold relaxers that, quote, posed an increased risk of uterine and ovarian cancer, but also lacked sufficient warning about this potential risk. Now, we could go back to why we even started relaxing our hair, and we all know that because of self-hatred, you know, we were conditioned to believe that in order to be accepted, your hair has to be straight. And a lot of that still goes on today. When you see black women with these long, straight, European style weaves, extensions, sew-ins.
Wigs,
lace fronts, which I've always thought was problematic because, again, we're just now, I would say, over the past 10 years, really starting to embrace our natural hair. Because what other reason was it? What other reason other than trying to look like another group of people would be the reason why we relaxed our hair?
Yeah, that goes back into the 60s and 70s when, you know, black folks wore afros, but to me, it did signify something else if you were. A lot of entertainers did it. We'll go get a relaxer. It'll be from James Brown to, you know, tons of, you know, black people. And I do agree with that. I mean, it was a way of conforming to the way that others feel like we supposed to look like. And the irony of it is, it was called a relaxer. I know it's supposed to relax your hair, but it sounds like it did everything but relax your hair.
Well, to me, the term relax was where it was saying we got to tone all that thick, coarse. And let's just go ahead and use the word because it's been a word that we've embraced in our community that is so perpetual of self-hatred, and that's nappy. Now, how many times have you heard Telly growing up, you know, you had a sister, you've got daughters, you've got a wife, black wife. Now, how many times in your life have you heard the term nappy, nappy head?
Quite a few.
I was going to say, that's all I heard.
Quite a few.
What you going to do with that nappy head? Girl, get, and then don't get me started on the term the kitchens in the back.
I was about to say the kitchen. Gary, what you got going on in that kitchen?
Go on and get that kitchen. Take that hot comb. And here's the thing. In order to be accepted, due to the conditioning of not embracing our natural identity, in order to be accepted or in order to make, i.e. white people, comfortable, the process alone of getting our hair relaxed was very painful and uncomfortable and time-consuming. And to know now that you have hundreds, if not thousands, of black women that have filed lawsuits from using hair relaxers, because according to SoCo Love Law, more than 8,000 hair relaxer lawsuits have been filed against companies like L'Oreal USA, Godridge Consumer Products, which is the company that owns TCB Naturals. And the lawsuits keep growing and growing and growing, because at the beginning, we weren't aware of the effects of hair relaxers. We just wanted to make sure that our hair looked like the white people's hair. That's a fact. What other reason was it for us to go through that?
There's no disputing here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what other reason?
I mean, that was the reason.
Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Do you agree with the fact that we as a community have traditionally, or disagree, have traditionally embraced the use of hair relaxers, which is basically a bowl full of chemicals?
That if you kept it in too long, it could burn your scalp. I remember those things. I used to hear. I never, got one. But, yeah, like, I used to hear about those things, and sometimes you can get sores. And,
oh, yeah.
In your head. And,
yeah, you know, right that before, wasn't, right before
it didn't
you
seem
about
like
get,
a good process.
Look, black women, it's like when you even think about it, we would pat our heads so that we wouldn't scratch our scalp, because we knew that we were going to get a relaxer or a perm. And that would just burn our scalp with the extra scratches. Yeah, it was a whole, you know what? And then fast forward to see that these companies that sold relaxers, they knew.
I was about to say, knowingly. That
there was, we're talking about cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, and knew and gave us no warning. For years and years and years, black women have been just using hair relaxers. So again, if you are using a hair relaxer and you are a black woman, you may need to do some research on these filed lawsuits. And again, many of these products are causing cancer. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Also, at the top of the hour, we've got a very special guest that we're going to be speaking with as part of celebrating Pride Month. The entire month of June is Pride Month. We've got a special guest to talk about things that are directly impacting our community. You don't want to miss. Also, we got We got Truth Telling It with Telly, as well as other hot topics. So make sure. Yes, Telly. What were you going to say?
Yes.
You ready?
No, I was just going to say we're going to give out some SZA tickets in the next hour as well.
And we're giving away SZA tickets. So stay locked
in,
y'all.
That's right.
Yes.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.